This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Breeny Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period.
Hope you guys are doing well. As you can tell by my voice, it is gone. I've been sick for a little while, but I'm going to power on. One of my favorite scriptures is, guard your heart with all diligence because out of it flows the issues of life. In other translations, it says, guard your heart for everything you do flows from it. And it's such a powerful scripture because it really talks about how important it is to protect and to keep our heart. And many of us don't realize that when our hearts have been hurt, broken, bruised, it affects every area of our life. It affects your perspective, it affects your views, it affects your judgment, your emotions, the way you see things. It affects everything. And like, I just have to say, if you are still going around shouting men are trash or women ain't shit, you should not be dating. You should be healing because you are hurt. Don't tell me otherwise. You are hurt. Like, have you ever met a girl or a guy whose views on the opposite sex are just completely warped? Like, they literally have nothing good to say about the opposite sex, yet they want to be in a relationship, yet they want to date. It doesn't make sense, and it's literally a recipe for disaster. Like, you can't talk shit about men and expect a decent man to want you. And I'm not talking about critiquing men or holding men accountable. I'm talking about talking shit, like talking down on men. Because the truth is, at the end of the day, you will receive what you believe. Like, if you think that all men cheat, you will attract a cheater. And I know people who say this have, one, been cheated on, and two, using it as a defense mechanism to protect themselves from future hurt. They think to themselves, if I don't expect anything higher, I can't be disappointed. Like, your view of men are so low that you're actually inviting into your life the exact man you don't want, the same thing that hurt you. But trust and believe, men do hurt too. Contrary to popular belief, men do hurt too. And more often, I'm hearing stories of guys, like good guys, who have actually been hurt or their missus have been unfaithful to them, or women just doing them dirty. And every time I hear these stories, I'm literally in denial, because I think typically in the media, you don't hear about women cheating on men. It's always the man cheating on a woman, right? But I guess that's what the media wants us to believe. And we also tend to interpret life through our own lenses. So for me, I look around at my circle of girlfriends and I'm like, we are not even capable of that. Like, that's not even who we are. We don't do them things, you know? And so literally, I can't fathom those stories. But they're literally out there. Like last week, a guy told me that he was engaged to a girl and then they were going for a rough patch and they went on a break. And turns out that she was messing with multiple guys during that break. One happened to be his friend. And last night I heard a story about a guy who spent 100k on a wedding and his girl basically left him for someone else, and he's still paying off that debt. Like, can you imagine the hurt? Like, can you imagine the pain of that? And apparently, like, the ratio of women to men who cheat is almost 50-50 at the moment. So it goes both ways. And I say all that to say, hurt or betrayal is just awful. Like, it's heartbreaking, it's heart-wrenching. And we all know the saying, hurt people hurt people. It's always going to be a consistent cycle, which is exactly why I can't understand it. When someone breaks up with someone, they jump directly into a new relationship. Do you know that that's the most selfish thing you could do? But do you know why you're scared of being alone? It's because you're scared to actually face the fact that you have been broken and that you are broken. So you rush into another relationship to try and be covered by that person, as if that's going to deal with the wound. Like a rebound relationship is just a band-aid that we put on top of the wound without actually cleaning that wound. And we all know that when you put a band-aid on top of an open wound, it leaves room for infections. And most of the time, the infection becomes worse than the original cut. When you go into a relationship and you're still bleeding, you cause more casualties. Not only are you hurting yourself, but you're also hurting the person that may be trying to love you. Hurt people, but healed people heal people. Like, relationships are for whole, healed people. And most of the dysfunctional relationships that we see nowadays are broken people trying to do relationships. Broken men trying to be faithful in relationships. Broken women trying to love. I've been single for quite a while, and so I've had a lot of time to heal and to work on myself and to rid myself of all of the things that have happened in my past. Now, before anyone tries to discredit me, because I know people like to do this nowadays, I have dated enough, I've seen enough, I've heard enough, and I've experienced enough to know what I'm talking about. And contrary to popular belief, the best people to give advice are those who are not contaminated by a relationship. Those who are actually able to see very, very clearly. Do you know what? A relationship will actually contaminate you. And a wrong relationship will make you lose your mind. And I fear, because a lot of people who have given themselves over to relationships have actually lost themselves. Which is why when the relationship ends, they don't even know who they are. But my question is, did you even know who you were before you went into that relationship? And I really want to make a video on the struggle of being in a relationship or not being validated by that relationship. Your value doesn't come from being with somebody other than yourself. You need to believe that whether you're with somebody or you're not, you're going to be okay. No other relationship on earth should validate you other than a relationship with yourself and a relationship with God. No other relationship on this earth should ever validate you. Because at the end of the day, you came into this world on your own and you were still valuable. And you will leave this world by yourself. And guess what? You'll still be valuable. Now, before I go into how to heal, I want to touch on some of the crazy things we do when we are hurting. Like, I've been hurt once before and I did some crazy things that I am ashamed of. Like, I can't even take it back, but I'm very ashamed of it. Like, when you're hurt, you just want to rebel. Like, how many girls do you see after a breakup? They hit the club, they get drunk, they just want to lose themselves in a book. They want to drink their feelings, they want to lose themselves, they don't want to think about it. And to be honest, men do it too. But the thing is, a lot of things that men do are seen as manly things. So they'll drink excessively, they'll smoke weed, they'll sleep around with a bunch of women. And I can guarantee you that the many F-boys you've dealt with were just guys that had been wounded and were using you to cover their pain. Because men typically don't seek to cure pain, but to cope with it. FYI, I may be talking about pain as it relates to romantic relationships, but a lot of us have been hurt in many different ways by many different people, whether that's parents, but that's a topic for another video. Like, when you don't heal after a relationship, you will disrespect yourself and you will call it liberation. You are not liberated, babe. You are hurt. Call it what it is. And what you're doing is you're actually punishing yourself over and over and over again. So whether it happened last week or 5 years ago, how do we heal? How do we actually heal? Number one, be still and be single. Our tendency when we've been hurt is to run from ourselves and run to other people. Just be still. Feel the full force of those emotions. The betrayal, the hurt, the heartbreak. And know this, you will not die. Know that you are strong enough to deal with this. We are actually stronger than we give ourselves credit for. We must take time to sit with ourselves and to evaluate what has happened with a clear mind. Not a mind filled with alcohol, drugs, or sex. Remember, we want to cure the pain, not to cover. And in that time of stillness, you can pray, you can journal, you can go for walks, you can talk to a trusted friend of the same sex, you can go to therapy. Whatever gets you to a place of stillness that is not toxic, that is not going to hurt you or hurt anybody else. It is very, very important that you do not bring anyone else into the mix. You must be alone during this process. You must practice self-love and self-care at this time. Check out my video on self-love, I'll link it here. Until you come to yourself, you cannot go anywhere. You must get to know yourself again. You must rebuild your self-esteem. You must remove those insecurities that you picked up along the way, either before, during, or after the relationship ended. And most importantly, open yourself up to God's love. The love that you were probably running away from in the beginning. When you are hurt, you go into relationships thinking, what can I get? When you are healed, you go into relationships thinking, what can I give? What can I offer to this person? And that is how relationships should be.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.